Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rachel Frodel, Bas Devera Perel, and for Harav Shalom Ruven Ben Shima, and for Rav Rafael Chaim Dov Ben Risa Shoshana, and for Rabbi Shayo Mordechai Ezra Ben Rachel Devera, and for Rav Ram Yosef Ben Chana, and a special schus for Yisrael, the Rabbi Yisrael Daniel Ben Shana Dina. He and his whole family should have brought about Tzavu Chaman Seyudayim, and also for Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yamin Ben Tishna Rochaleya, Baruch Ha Atzlacha B'chol Ma'ase Yada V'B'chol Mishpachta. Okay, so the topic of this year, B'siyata Dishmaya, is Rambam Hilchos Malachim. Is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, of the Yudalad Sifrei Yad HaChazaka. Hilchos Malachim of the Rambam were in Perek Chamishi, Halacha Aleph. The first war that a king wages is a milchemes mitzvah. And what's a milchemes mitzvah? Zu milchemes shiva ha'amimin. This is the war of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz. So when we fight the seven nations, that is a milchemes mitzvah, and also milchemes Amalek is a milchemes mitzvah. The Ezras Yisrael miyad tzar sheba aleihem, and saving the Jewish people from an enemy that is coming upon them, that is sieging them. Ve'achgach milcha milchemes rishus. And nochdem, after this, he fights a milchemes rishus. Ve'amulcham shenulcham im shara amim kedei laharchiv gvul Yisrael. This is the war that he fights in order to broaden the bound borders of Israel. Ve'laharvos begedulasu v'shimon, to increase his greatness and reputation, whatever that means. A lot of discussion about that, and b'chla, a lot of discussion about this Rambam. Baruch Hashem, Mimoshe ad Moshe lo haya kamoshe. So there's a lot to talk about, and we will base this discussion on a wonderful sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Sefer Imrus Melech of Harav Avraham Moshe Avidan. And he says as follows. First of all, Milchemes Mitzvah is Kodemes L'Milchemes Rishus. And the question is why? So first of all, Misvara. Svara. What are you going to fight first? Are you going to fight a Milchemes Rishus or a Milchemes Mitzvah? So Svara, that you first go for the Mitzvah? Also, it says in the Sifri that the Melech has no Rishus to be Kovesh in Chutz Laretz before he's Mashlim his Kibush Aretz, because that's Seder HaKibush. Call them Eretz Yisrael v'chag Chutz Laretz. According to this, the discussion here is Kibush Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Kibush Chutz Laretz. Not Milchemes Rishus versus Milchemes Mitzvah, but Kibush Eretz Yisrael versus Kibush Chutz Laretz. That's the Sifri in Parshas Ekev. It's brought by the Heilige Kli Chemda in Parshas Kiseitze. Now, according to the first reason, it would appear that there's no difference between the Milchemes. Every Milchemes Mitzvah precedes a Milchemes Rishus, even Milchemes Amalek. Vade es Yisrael mead etzar sheba aleihem. Even b'chutz laretz, that is going to precede any milchamas rishus. But according to the second reason, al pidrashas ha-sifri, that there's an iser to do a kibush yachid for their kovish all of Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, when all of Eretz Yisrael is kovush bidei hamelech, l'cha'ora, we can be kovesh in Chutz Laretz even if you have in Chutz Laretz a Milchemes Amalek or Ezis Yisrael Miyad Tzar Sheba Aleihem. Because according to the second reason, the issue is first is Kibush Eretz Yisrael, then it's Kibush Chutz Laretz. Once you're kovesh Eretz Yisrael, you're set. So then afterwards, even if a Milchemes Mitzvah comes around, i.e. Amalek in Chutz Laretz or Ezis Yisrael Miyad Tzar B'Chutz Laretz, in Lachara be Kavesh Shtachim in Chutz Laretz as a Milchemes Rishus. However, the Rambam's Lashon is to be mechalek between mochemes mitzvah and mochemes rishus, not mochemes eretz Yisrael versus mochemes chutz laretz. So that's the svar pshuta, that you first go for the mitzvah and then the rishus. And therefore, obviously, even in chutz laretz, if you have mochemes amalek first being stam kovish in chutz laretz, you have to fight for mochemes amalek. So now we have to be mizboinein b'loshen rabbeinu. Rambam says, ein amalek milcham tchila. So it would seem that this isn't stam halach of kadima. First is mochemes mitzvah, then mochemes rishus. This is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. It would appear that the lashon of the Rambam is romes, that as long as there is a mochemes mitzvah lefanav, the whole parsha of mochemes rishus doesn't apply. It's not even shayach to be mekai mochemes rishus when in front of you there's a mochemes mitzvah. Ein amelech, that's what Rav Avidan suggests. Ein amelech milchem mochemes mitzvah. Mochemes. Ein amelech milchem tchila el al mochemes mitzvah. So in other words, ein al mala daber. There's no such thing as no gather of mochemes rishus until you've taken care of your mochemes mitzvah. And this can be explained by a kiryas sefer. Kiryas sefer is a very, very obscure lashon. He writes like this: Ein amelech nulcham tchila el mochemes mitzvah, akach mochemes rishus, al pi sanhedrin shal shivim ve'echod, kudi alfinu beperakam de brachas for sanhedrin, kide kosvinan bilchas sanhedrin, dil mochemes rishus, boy rishus beizn shal ayin aleph, kishishoyel im Yisrael, she'ein lem b'malis parnes. So in the Sanhedrin we wrote that mochemes rishus, you require a beizn of 71, when the Jewish people say we don't have anything to be misparnes with, they're allowed to wage this mochemes rishus. Mashma mochemes mitzvah kodemes, and it's mashma from this that a mochemes mitzvah precedes the mochemes rishus. Again, the Rambam says first is mochemes mitzvah and then is mochemes rishus. This mochemes rishus is al pi sanhedrin shalayin aleph, like we learn in the Gemara, and they don't have what to be misparnes with. First is mochemes mitzvah, and then he writes di'i ika mochemes mitzvah kamayu ha'ikaluhu parnasa. That if there is a mochemes mitzvah in front of them, then they have parnasa. What does that mean? That if there's a mochemes mitzvah in front of them, they have a parnasa. Does that mean that they can take the booty? It's not true. Mochemes amalek it's aser bahana. Where are they going to get parnasa from? Maybe there's no booty, they're just protecting themselves. So what's pshat? That if there's a mochemes mitzvah in front of them, ha'ikaluhu parnasa. So it could be that what the Kiryas Sefer means is that the whole din of mochemes rishus is only shayach when there is rishus from a beis din of 71. That's why the Rambam writes here in this halacha. That's why the Kiryas Sefer, Rambam doesn't say it here, but that's why the Kiryas Sefer says here that you need 71 people, you need the Sanhedrin for Mulchemes Rishus. And the only time the Beis Din is going to give Rishus for a Mulchama is when there's no Mulchemes Mitzvah to be fought. But if there's a Mulchemes Mitzvah to be fought, they're not going to give Rishus. You know what it's like? Making a Mulchemes Rishus for Parnasa when they already have Parnasa. Why would Beis Din give Rishus for such a thing? So it's the same thing, that when there's a Mulchemes Mitzvah to be fought, they are not going to give Rishus. It's not just a Din Kadima. It's not shayach to be poteach b'mochemes rishus if there's a mochemes mitzvah to be fought. And that he writes ha'ikalu parnasa, he's not talking about a mitzias that there's a parnasa for mochemes mitzvah, but he's talking about a matzav dini, that if there's a mochemes mitzvah b'petach, then it's like there's parnasa. Is that a chiddush or what? The ikam mochemes mitzvah kamayu, Ha'ikaluhu parnasa. So they already have parnasa. There's no parnasa war to be fought. Because you have a mulchemes mitzvah, so it's like they have parnasa. Ken zayn yo, ken zayn nisht. Let us now talk about the geder of mulchemes mitzvah and mulchemes rishus. Is the geder of mulchemes mitzvah kepshuto, that were mitzvah in the Torah to fight the war of the seven nations in Amalek and Esomiat Zatar Shebaaleim, and that's why it's called a mulchemes mitzvah? And a mulchemes rishus, there's no mitzvah in HaTorah. Latzeh is the mulchemes rishus, and therefore it's called a mulchemes rishus. Mulchemes mitzvah bepashtus is a mitzvah, and mulchemes rishus is a rishus. Is that so? It can't be. It's called the Mulchemes Rishus because we want to distinguish it from Mulchemes Mitzvah. But it can't be that it's just merely a Rishus. And there are a number of rayas. Number one, Mulchemes Midyan, it says Beferish B'Torah that it was Al Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it didn't have the dinim of Mulchemes Mitzvah. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, you're not allowed to surround when you're sieging another country, another nation. You're not allowed to surround them on all four sides. You have to leave them one side to run away. And the raya is from Midyan. So you see that the iser to surround on all four sides is Mulchemes Midyan. So it says in the Sifri, Kufnun Zayin. And nevertheless, the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the chinuch and mitzvah tavkuf chav zayin, that this iser is only noig b'mulchemes rishus. Mulchemes mitzvah is mashma, there is no such iser. Even though the makor is mulchemes midyan. Mulchemes midyan was a tzivui al pi Hashem. So you can have a mulchama al pi Hashem that's called a mulchemes rishus. It's not begeder mulchemes mitzvah. However, maybe you could be doiche, and you can say be'emes mulchemes midyan was a mulchemes mitzvah, and that the chinuch and the Ramban write that a mulchemes mitzvah, you're allowed to surround them on all four sides. What they mean is only mulchemes amolek v'shiva amimin, that there's a mitzvah la'arog noshim v'taf. There's no iser la'hakif, because the yisoda inyan is that you have to have mercy, and by amolek and the shiva amimin, there's no din chemla. There's no din mercy. Lefi zeh b'mulchama shel ezras Yisrael miyad tsar shebo aleihem. It's also asur lahakif me'arbet stadim. And therefore, mulchemes midyan was a mulchemes mitzvah, just like mulchemes Yisrael miyad tsar shebo aleihem. And so is mashmak tzas barad baz. Writes there in Perek Vav, v'al korach ayri ba'eres harachokos asher lo mishiva'am min dumi de midyan. In other words, it's totally b'shiva amimin, that the ayaris rechokos lo mishiva amimin, there's an iser. Shiva amimin, that's what it's totally, and shiva amimin, that's where there's actually an iser. But again, it could very well be that mulchemes midyan is a mulchemes mitzvah, just like ezra miatzar shibraliam, and the reason there's an iser lahakif is because you have to have chemla. Or it's not so pashut. Meshech Chochma in Parashas Matos discusses the machlokas Rambam Ramban if the Yisrael HaHakif is in the minyan of mitzvahs, and he writes B'das HaRambam that since he didn't enumerate it, it's mashma that it's not mitzad hachemla. If it was mitzad rachmanos, he would have enumerated it as a mitzvah to be a rachman. The Rambam holds it's an inyan of tachsis mulchama. If you surround them on all four sides, some people say, then they know their back is against the wall, they're going to beat you. So when they have a way out, then it's not going to be, they're not going to fight as hard, maybe. I'll go upon them, according to the Rambam, the Meshech Chochma says, it's a tachsis mulchama. So our whole idea of it being an inyan of Rachmanis maybe isn't true, but the Ramban, who's mona the Yisrael HaHakif, holds that it is mitin chemla. We see that according to the Ramban, it is chemla, like we said before. In the Knesset HaGadola, in the Rambam, in Perek Vav, it was copied in the Sefer Likutim, Rambam in the Frankel edition. He writes nearly, the Zelo Nemar Elo B'Mochemes HaRishus Aval B'Mochemes Mitzvah Makifin Oysa Mikol Tzad the Kevan Shenetztavenu Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama Eich Yanichu Lehem Mokom Levroach. So he says that it's a din in Rachmanis. But if it's a Mochemes Rishus, you're not allowed to be makif all for its study. But if it's a Mochemes Mitzvah, then since it's a din of Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, how can you let them run away? So that would imply that it's only a Molech in the Shiva Amimin. The Od, Shedin Zeh Lo Lamadu El Mochemes Midyan, V'yayt Se Mochemes Rishus. And then he says another suggestion, another explanation why it's Mochemes Rishus, because we learn from Midyan. That's like we were saying. So it could be that Pshat is that all Mochemes Rishus is Midyan is a Mochemes Rishus, and in every Mochemes Rishus you now let us around on four sides. Or no, Pshat is Midin Chemla, and if you have a Mochemes Mitzvah where you're allowed to have Chemla, like Ezo Mi'at Tzar, then you're also now let us around on four sides. According to the second thing we just said, the second approach, Mochemes Midyan could be a Mochemes Mitzvah. According to the first approach, no. The Afki learned from Mochemes Midyan, so it's very good now. Now, that again, you learn from Mochemes Midyan that only Mochemes Rishus you're now allowed to surround. And that means Mochemes Midyan is a Mochemes Rishus. But again, according to what we said before, that Hashem commanded them to fight Mochemes Midyan, and it could be that it has the status of a Mochemes Rishus. So you see that a Mochama that is clearly a mitzvah still has a din of Mochemes Rishus. If Midyan had a din of Mochemes Rishus, but Midyan was Al Pi Hashem, and the moment you establish it was a Mochemes Rishus, as we tried to establish from the fact that there's an Isra Hakif Me'abit Stadim, so you see it could be a Mochemes Rishus and still be a mitzvah. And also the Rambam writes in Ochzavar Zara Perik Dalet Alachavav Ben Yenir Nidachas Based in Mitzavin L'chol Yisrael Alos Salem L'tzava, this Yenir Nidachas where they were over to Zara, the Jewish people attack them and they siege them and they wage war against them till the city is broken through. So you see that a Mulcham B'Yenir Nidachas is a mitzvah. But it's mistaber that for Yirni Dachas, you don't take the chasin mechedra of a kala mechupasa. Like the Mishnah says about a Mulchemes Mitzvah, that even the chasin and kala go. It's mistaber for a Mulchemes Yirni Dachas, they don't. And the Meila has a gather of a Mulchemes Rishus, but it's really a Mulchemes Mitzvah. Not only that, the fact that they're Mechal Shabbos. Also, the Mepharshim point out Adridita, even to be Mechal Shabbos. So, how are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if it's not a mitzvah? And the fact that they're allowed to kill, just Stam or Rishus, has to be a mitzvah. To understand, so then if they're both mitzvahs, then when is it called Mechemes Rishus, when is it called Mechemes Mitzvah? That's already a question I can't answer. Another thing to consider is that there's a mitzvah of Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa V'Hashevosa Lo. So it's Pashut that it's a mitzvah to do this milchama, even if you wouldn't be mugdar as a milchama mitzvah. like this. Zman hazeh, we don't have a king. And the Rambam says that you go out, I'll be king. So what do we do if we don't have a king? So does that mean it's not a mitzvah to fight a war today? It's not Eretz Yisrael Me'atzar? Yeah, but we don't have a king. So that means that it's not in the gather of Melchemes Mitzvah. But it's still a mitzvah because of Lo Sam El Adam Reyachan Vashev Osala. Another interesting thing to consider is Shittas Rashi. Shittas Rashi, Sanhedrin Beis Hamed Aleph writes, what's a Melchemes Rishus? Kol Melchama Kar Rishus Levan Melchemes Yoshua Sha Haisa Lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. Pilei Plos. Everybody's jumping on this Rashi. Only Melchemes Yoshua is a Melchemes Mitzvah. Nothing else, not Melchemes Amalek, not Melchemes Sheva Amimin. In the Sefer Knesset HaGedola, he offers a number of Perushim and Rashi. He says maybe, when he says that no other Melchemes Mitzvah besides Melchemes Yoshua, he also means Melchemes Amalek. So writes the Margolios Hayam, but it's not what he says. He says Melchemes Yoshua. And he gives another pshat. He says that Melchemes Amalek is like a middle ground. That on one hand, it's like a Melchemes Rishus, and that you need Rishus Beis Din. You need the Beis Din of 71 to tell you. But Le'inyan Shein Chozin Me'orchei Melchama, that all those people who normally go back from war, that they announce, you got married, you built a house, a vineyard, so Melchemes Mitzvah, you don't go back. So too Melchemes Amalek. It's a Melchemes Mitzvah, so you need Rishus Beis Din. It's a Melchemes Rishus that you need Rishus Beis Din. And it's a Melchemes Mitzvah, in Chorzim Me'orchei Melchama. This is also Shver, so which one is it? You're a boy, you're a girl. You can't be both a Melchemes Mitzvah and a Melchemes Rishus. Which one is it? So we have a lot to think about, and obviously there's a lot more to say in this Rambam. And I will leave it to the wise listener to expand his knowledge, to be ma'ayin more in this halacha, and siyata d'shmaya. Hopefully, we'll have more shiurim and further. Imamik b'divrei Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, and we should all be zoche l'lmodu l'lameid lishmor v'lasus u'lekayim. It's called divrei salma torah sabi ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.